Some people swear there's no beauty left in the world. No magic.
Oh, come on. We've got to do something to get you out of your New Year's Eve funk.
Then how do you explain the entire world coming together on one night?
It's New Year's Eve, bro. We're doing something.
To celebrate the hope of a new year.
I mean, New Year's is the worst night of all to go out. People who don't drink, let's party all year, suddenly going all Kanye on you.
This is the biggest night of my career, and if I screw this up,
you won't.
The countdown begins.
Let's do it!
Okay, here's the deal. After the multi-story ensemble cast rom-com Valentine's Day was a monster hit almost 2 years ago, Warner Brothers fast-tracked a sequel, and that's exactly what New Year's Eve feels like. With all the other holidays taken, the movie tries to romanticize New Year's Eve as a symbol of hope and love that brings the world together on the last night of the year. This is all hogwash, of course, because we all know that alcohol and promiscuous sex is really what does that. With forced punchlines and weak writing, New Year's Eve is a hack job, suffering from tired 80s sitcom plots, like a couple stuck in an elevator, another one giving birth, a nosy neighbor, and even some pointless musical guests. If you loved Valentine's Day and adored Gary Marshall's fluffy rom-coms, you might enjoy this movie, but I really feel sorry for the guy you drag into this shameless box office cash grab. New Year's Eve gets 1.5 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.